Good morning. High pressure brought us a delightful weekend across interior New York and New England weather-wise, with brilliant sunshine and comfortably mild to warm temperatures above average by about 5 or 6 degrees both days. And that same high pressure brought us a clear night last night. We are waking up to areas of fog this morning, otherwise comfortably cool readings generally in the 40s to around 50, although across the higher terrain, some places are starting out in the upper 30s. As we go through the day today, a day similar to yesterday with that same high pressure center in control, we'll have plenty of sunshine and high temperatures once again will reach the lower to middle 70s. A storm system well east of Cape Cod will back toward the coast, and a frontal system over the Great Lakes will head our way from the west. So sort of a squeeze play on, but the high pressure center is strong enough that it's going to hold both systems at bay. And it looks like a partly cloudy night tonight with lows back into the 40s to around 50. The ocean storm may bring some patchy fog and drizzle to the immediate eastern seaboard before it starts to pull away off to the east tomorrow. And this will open the door for the front to head our way, although in a much weaker state from the Buffalo area. This will mean a mixture of sunshine and clouds tomorrow, and with a fair amount of sunshine and high pressure still in control, we'll find our temperatures reaching up into the middle 70s. Even warmer air on Wednesday with middle to upper 70s on average for afternoon highs. After that front slides to the east, we'll be back into the lower 70s, still with plenty of sunshine on Thursday. At this point, a large storm will develop in the lee of the Rocky Mountains. A warm front out ahead of this system will push through our area on Friday, generating a few clouds and maybe a couple of showers. This will allow our temperatures to climb even more toward the end of the week and into the upcoming weekend, with highs in the middle to upper 70s for Saturday and a chance for showers and thunderstorms as what's left of that system moves through the Great Lakes in our region by Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, high wind warnings and wind advisories have been issued for parts of the Northwest and Northern Rockies, particularly across the higher terrain, as a powerful storm moves inland. A sustained southwest wind at 40 miles per hour will gust to 60 miles per hour in many locations and up to 75 miles per hour across the higher terrain. In addition, winter weather advisories have been issued for the mountains, with 4 to 8 inches of snow expected across parts of the Cascades and up to 10 inches of snow in the Sawtooths. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Depression 11, located about 1,150 miles east-southeast of Bermuda. The depression is moving toward the east near 5 miles per hour, and a slow, erratic motion is expected during the next couple of days. Maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and the depression could become a tropical storm later today. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Shimojishima Island in Japan at 10:16 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail is at Campo Grande Airport in Brazil at 2:15 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 45 degrees with a northeast wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy with fog and 3 above zero. In Albany on the hour, patchy fog and 49 degrees, the dew point 47, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.09 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Yuma, Arizona, and Death Valley, California, to a low of 21 at Lamoille and Ryden, both in Nevada. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower to mid-70s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with an isolated shower and highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 73 degrees, the low 47. The average temperature 60, that's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, for the month still 4.81 inches, which is 1.63 inches above normal. And 36.32 inches for the year, which is 6.99 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 5 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 162, that's 29 above normal. And 168 for the season, which is 12 heating degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees. The average low, 45. The record high, 88, set in 1905, and the record low, 28, in 1991. Sunrise this morning was at 6:51 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:38 p.m., 11 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the 40s, but some 30s across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s to around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, pleasant today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s to around 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, warm in the mid-70s, a mix of sun and clouds, middle to upper 70s on Wednesday. Mostly sunny Thursday, lower 70s. On Friday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower, lower to mid-70s. Upper 70s on Saturday, partly sunny with more humidity and increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms possible Sunday and highs in the middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.